now listening to A-Rod Music.
Your world and change your life, but I can't blame them, cause you make a nigga wanna get involved, wanna get them draws. Well, I'm gonna put my bid in and get it too. No disrespect, but I want it bad as they do. The only difference is they look out for themselves, but I'm doing it just to hear you yell, yeah. Young, but I'm ready. Tryna get hot and heavy. Turn you on if you let me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I'm gon' take you somewhere that you never been. Show you some things that I make you wanna show your friends. Have you so weak that you can't even say a thing?
But that's okay.
All you gotta say. Tell you what to do, cause when it's said and done, the choice ain't mine, it's really up to you. Just say yes, don't fix your mouth and tell me no. Drop that bottom door for me and just say
Excel coming at you live at the Red Max City Limits Radio Show, maxcity.com. At the park. Just came from the gym. Recharging the batteries. Stopped at Subway, got me a veggie sub. Man, times have changed. I remember going to Subway and getting like two subs, 2 foot longs, and smashing them right there on the spot within minutes. I did buy 2 veggie subs, but I could only finish half of it at a time. Meaning if I get a foot long sub, I can only eat 6 inches of it, and I'm stuffed. Yes. How the mighty have fallen. Man, if I eat too much, I'll get sick. That's crazy. I can't even eat a whole sub anymore. I gotta save it for later. This is a beautiful thing. Just did me a hour workout. But didn't want to eat it over at the crib with Granny. Because Granny won't let me eat in peace. She is always in my face, man, and just trying to find out what I'm eating. What you eating? And if I don't bring her something, she's going to whine and fuss if I don't bring her something. And then when I do bring her something, she's going to whine and fuss about it because there's always something wrong with it. I don't like this chicken. It ain't crispy. I don't like these fries. They cold. I don't like this pop. It's got too much ice. I'm like, God damn, man. Shit. How did my granddaddy do it? Oh, this drive me crazy, man. And y'all see how she get down, man. You see, man. You know, there's been a couple of instances where I'm trying to do shows, especially with my boy Tony, man. She just barge right in the bedroom, in the studio, man, and just start yibbering and yammering. Micah, Micah, Micah. So I got to get some peace, man. Putting gray hairs on top of gray hairs. I thought these broads, man, was giving me gray hairs, man. Can't none of them fuck a granny, man. Oh, Jesus. Even though I'm not really fucking with the broads hot and heavy right now, because like I said, man, the PPP loans, oh Jesus, the COVID done killed the tricking, man. The COVID done killed the tricking, man. These motherfucking broads, they done found a way to capitalize, man, and hustle and scam the PPP loans, nigga. Fuck. And you know what? I doubt that any of these chicks will get caught. The system is set up in such a way that these broads ain't never gonna go to jail for this shit. Only people that's gonna get slammed and tagged is Negroes, men, males. If you a female, you gonna be good to go. If you a female, man, you can scam the system all day. Cause I ain't heard of not one chick that I know of right now that's looking at any sort of charges from scamming the PPP loans. I ain't heard not a one. I know a couple dudes. Oh yeah, they track you Negroes. If you got testicles, you fucked. Oh yeah. But not no females, man. Oh, It's a woman's world right now, man. The oligarchs, they know what they doing. They're elevating the broad, man. The broad can get any and everything she want to her heart's content. Don't let you be a man, no, baby. Ain't no love out here for you. Let me eat this potato chip right quick. Oh, my God. Let me just make a little bit of small talk here. Because I've been getting kind of deep, ruffling a little bit of feathers for the past month. So figure I'd keep it real simple and mundane for a little bit. So I'm going to get into something that I usually don't really get into, and I'm not going to get into depth with it because there's been a couple emails that came through, and cats is inquiring about Kevin Samuels. And I don't know if any of y'all are from YouTube. I can't see any of y'all not being from YouTube, being in the Patreon, but if you're in YouTube, you know about Kevin Samuels. And I fucks with Kevin Samuels heavy. Oh man, he's doing a masterful job. I love what he's doing. But couple cats have asked and inquired ad nauseum, man. I mean, they're kind of obsessed with it, you know, like, and they're not really my day one subscribers. They say some new cats, man, and they wanted to know if I thought that Kevin was gay. Number one, I don't care, because if he is gay, he's bisexual, because there's only one way that he could know all of this info and all of this knowledge pertaining to broads. That's if he's been dealing with broads his whole life. So he's got a cornucopia of knowledge when it comes to women, and he knows what the fuck he's talking about. Now, how he's swinging, a lot of y'all have pointed to his mannerisms and just his overall vibe, because he's kind of prissy. He preens a lot. He's a fashionista. He likes to smell good. He likes candles and all that. Well, I hate to break it to you, man, but me as a former corrections officer, I have seen full-blown gay men who, I mean, where you think the term homo thug comes from? I mean, looking at them and talking with them and just interacting with them, you'd never know that they were gay. Because, I mean, they own some manly, masculine shit. You know what I mean? Watching football, watch MMA, tattoos all over the place, walking around, chest stuck out. You know, dare you to say something crazy to them, beating their chest. And they love penis. Yeah, man. Uh-huh. So understand this, man. I mean, you got dudes that they're actually on the opposite shit. You got some dudes who have this very feminine in how they act and how they interact, how they get down, man. Just their whole vibe and mannerisms, just very feminine, but they're not gay. That happens. Yes, I know. Hard for some of y'all to digest that, but I mean, y'all should have known, man. The whole concept of the homo thug is just that. And we can look at an individual who's acting super duper toxic masculine, which is what the homo thug seems to insinuate. And we can look at the other side of the spectrum, the other side of the pendulum. There's going to be dudes out there who, you know, they would appear to be playing for the opposite team. And what I mean by that is, you know, they may swing or they may pitch and hit in the opposite direction. But they're not. So just words of wisdom for you fellas out there, man. Just because an individual looks gay doesn't necessarily mean he is gay. Right? Just because an individual looks like he may be masculine, like he may be a stand-up alpha, doesn't necessarily mean he is. Bruh, I'm telling you. You got dudes out here that'll fool you, man. That'll fool you. I don't know how many times, man, I was working up in the joint, man. I was totally perplexed and flabbergasted at some dudes who I found out love to, you know, get it in. Love to play with dick and balls. Yeah, man. I'm like, what? Nah, nigga. No. Not homie. I thought he was solid, man. No, man. Shit. Yeah, a lot of y'all would say, well, that's just in a prison setting, man. I don't give a fuck if it's in a prison setting or outside. Man, either way, if you're touching on, you know, dick and balls, you're touching on dick and balls. You gay, man. Shit. That's gay. Fuck. But also, since I'm taking this time out to make a little bit of small talk, go ahead and hit on a subject that I've been neglecting. I keep forgetting to do. And that is stepdaddy status, man. Stepdaddy. Stepdaddy status. Now, y'all know I'm all for mentoring. I'm all for picking up the mantle when most men won't do it. Stepping in, trying to help young black men, young black youths. You know what I mean? When other people refuse to and turn a blind eye. But there's one position that I'm very leery of and I'll probably never do. And that's one of the main issues or one of the main problems I'm having right now out here trying to be a regular dude and not trick and fuck around with broads, man, and that is the stepdaddy. Stepdaddy shit, man. Oh, man. Oh, what a trick bag when you step in and you do the trick daddy, or the trick daddy, the stepdaddy joint, man. I don't know if I'll be able to do that. Thinking back to me growing up as a child, me and my brother and my mother getting with my stepfather. And she got with him, I think when I was 12. Yeah, maybe like 11 or 12 or something. And to this very day, man, it's very hard for him, for me. I just recently started calling him Pops. And that was when my mom died, actually. So that was like last year. So from age 11 all the way up to now, I was just calling him Lawrence. I refused to call him dad or father or pop or anything like that. You know, he was pretty much a good dude, pretty much a solid dude. You know, he took care of business. And I mean, he was sorry in some ways. You know, he was not really what you would call a masculine man as far as, you know, didn't do yard work. He didn't fix shit. He really didn't encourage me in sports. He never really did support me. I mean, moms never did either. I didn't really have a big support system, man, coming up, man. My biggest supporters and parents were, for all intents and purposes, as far as I'm concerned, were my grandparents, man. But, yeah, man. It was pretty much a thankless job that Lawrence had, Pops. Me and my brother, we didn't really give Lawrence too much love, man. We didn't give him too much respect, man, for whatever reason. I think that stemmed from the fact that my mom was just so ratchet because we never knew our biological fathers. You know, my mom, she killed my brother's dad. And for some odd reason, I don't know what happened between her and my pop, man, but I don't even think I was born yet and he bounced. Shit. And I think I seen him twice. You know what I mean? So just, yeah. So I don't know, maybe I was taking that shit out on my stepdaddy. I don't think I was really necessarily taking it out on him, man, but I was just numb to it, man. It's like I've been going this long without a daddy. I don't see why you should come in and fuck up the flow, man. You know what I mean? Because by that time, I'd already seen my grandfather as my surrogate daddy. You know what I mean? And then I'm thinking about crybaby Nish. Wow, man. I mean, I'm thinking about all the females that I fuck with, but especially crybaby Nish, man. It's like, bruh, when she had that baby, when she had her son, and I mean, son is cool as fuck, and she cool as fuck too, but just to see her hanging on to her son, like, I mean, it was damn near incestuous to a degree, man. It was just like, wow, man. I feel sorry for the dude who was going to come in and be her boyfriend or her fiance or her husband. I'm coming in. She basically let me know. Out of her own mouth, she like, shit, if I get with any nigga, he just gonna have to understand that shit, he coming second and my son come first, which is really kind of fucked up, but it's realistic at the same time, because I mean, that's your blood, that's something that you birthed, that's your child. But then again, you like, well, how's a man supposed to come in and regulate? How's he supposed to come in and take care of business and pay bills and, you know, administer discipline and, you know, just put law and order on the books, man, if he can't discipline the son, man. You know what I mean? And that's real, man. It's like, yeah, you can't even discipline her son. I mean, because I did it a couple times, and man, she about lost her fucking mind. There's been numerous times she had brought her son over to my crib, man, and this is, you know, man, when he was a child, like maybe three or four years old, he run around doing the most, slamming shit down, going through my computer shit, man, banging on my laptop and shit. And she just looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, Heffa, are you going to do something? She wouldn't do shit. I grab his ass up and spank him. Shit, tears came out of her face when I did that one time, and so she stopped bringing them over. And I'm like, I ain't got nothing against your son, but if you ain't gonna discipline him, shit. So that made me think, wow, man, it's like, how's any man supposed to come in and actually really be the man of the house? How's he gonna be a stepfather to this boy if she not even gonna, you know, let him discipline the boy? Because she let it be known in no uncertain terms that no one's going to be able to discipline this boy. Her son come first. Nigga, you in the back seat. Man. And, you know, it's just, I remember many times she said that, you know, she's not an affectionate woman. She's not an affectionate chick. She doesn't really show affection. But then I'm sitting there with her many times, with many occasions, man. And she just hugging and kissing and, you know, with her son and shit, man. I mean, of course, this is like from age, for like when he was an infant on up to like 5 or 6, man. Boy, she's super affectionate, man. It was so affectionate, man, I was getting creeped out watching it. I'm like, what in the fuck? I'm like, you ain't affectionate, huh? I'm like, man, you affectionate in a some bitch right now. Right now, man. Shit. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't know, man. With all the females that I done met, who they done laid the gauntlet down and said that they not gonna let no man discipline their child, or their child come first. I don't know what you fellas is gonna do, man, if you get a bug up your ass and actually wanna do the stepdaddy thing. Now, mentoring and adopting and fostering, that's different, because I'm running shit. Well, not necessarily mentoring. I mean, because I can always drop that at the drop of a hat. If the female is acting stupid and she not really down with my program or how I'm mentoring the child. And, you know, it's nothing too serious. Like I said, it's just mentoring. I'm just dropping in every now and then, sowing some seeds of excellence, hoping that they grow. You know what I mean? I don't have too much invested in it. And then you got the adoption and fostering. I'm pretty much the legal guardian of that child, so I can pretty much do whatever the fuck I want as long as I'm not abusing them. You know what I mean? But when you fuck around and you get married to a chick and that child that she has is not your blood, it gets tricky, man. It gets hella tricky, man. She don't want you doing this. She don't want you doing that. She don't allow you to do this. She don't allow you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, the stepdaddy thing is really for super duper OGs. Like I told y'all, the marriage thing is really only for super duper OGs. Niggas that's really got they broad in pocket. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of dudes say, you know, that's a myth, having your broad in pocket. Because, you know, she could be in pocket for 5 years and then one day just, you know, the broad, you know, shit just might go off the rails. And then all of a sudden she just got this new way of looking at things, and she like, fuck you, I can do bad by myself and bounce on you and shit. Well, hey, it's up to you, man. Me personally, Big Mike has never been put in that position, really. But that is when I'm in a real bona fide relationship with a woman. I'm never in a relationship with a woman that I can't control. If I'm not in control of the chick, I'm not in no relationship with her. Hence the reason why I just opt to trick with a bitch. Because most of these chicks out here, they just wild hyenas. And you just can't really control them, man. Just can't control them, bruh. And also on a side note, man, as far as controlling a woman, man. Everyone's talking about game and can you control a woman. And I would have to say that it's getting harder and harder to control women with this onslaught, this blitzkrieg of subliminal programming that's out here in the airwaves, man. What I mean by that, of course, I don't know if I've said this before on past or previous shows, man, but through the video games, through the music, through most social media, through mainstream media, bruh. I mean, everything is catered towards the woman. Everything is catered to empower the woman. And these are subliminal messages that are being like I said, programmed into society, programmed into women. So when you have women partaking in a steady diet of, I am woman, hear me roar. I am woman, hear me roar. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that prevalent when I was coming up. But nowadays, these days, man, you know, the onslaught is real, man. So I definitely feel sorry for young brothers coming up these days. You know, in my day, it was simpler. It was easier, man, to find a more agreeable woman, a more agreeable chick, man. It's not that easy these days. And hence the reason why, like I said, I've opted to trick, because the women who are coming up, they've been inundated and programmed with the subliminal programming of, they don't need no man, and a man ain't shit, and I can do it all by myself. And they have all of these programs and, you know, entitlement programs to basically cover their ass when they fuck up. Therefore, they don't have to act right, because the government is going to pull the slack. And me knowing this and me seeing this, I'm like, bruh, fuck it. I got 75. Let's just skip the bullshit. I got 75, man. Shit. And I don't want no old broad, because I'm an old broad, man. Even though she's from my time and she's from my era, you know, a female who is my age, they've taken a lot of bumps and taken a lot of bruises. They have a lot of emotional baggage. And just to be honest, a lot of them look like men now, because their estrogen is dried up. My testosterone is dried up and their estrogen is dried up. So now they're looking more like men. Fuck that shit. Man, if I'm going to endure any sort of bullshit from a woman, she going, man, I need perky titties, slim waist, bubble ass. That's what the fuck I need. Yeah, that is, unless it's my wife. My wife doesn't have any of that anymore. But she done put in the work. She done put in the time. That's pretty much about the only woman I'm going to so-called, quote-unquote, settle for, as far as not being cute, not having those physical attributes. But Big Mike is trying to acclimate himself, man. I'm trying my best to be regular. I'm so used to the tricking, man. I'm so used to just skipping the bullshit with women. It's hard, man. I actually got to acclimate myself and readjust how I get down with women, man. Just like, you know, the female at the dialysis joint, man. I actually got to sit down and take time to really get to know her before I shoot my shot. I told y'all I was going to go ahead and shoot my shot with her, but I ain't going to do it just yet. Because this ain't porn. And this ain't tricking. I gotta walk the minefield a little bit, man. I gotta feel her out a little bit more before I shoot my shot and figure out which angle I do it on, man. You know, y'all know Big Mike, I'm methodical. I'm a thinker, man. You know, you don't wanna overthink shit, but yet still, when you go into something, you know, I'm big on intelligence. I'm big on getting intel, man. And I don't really know enough about her right about now to go ahead and drop it, to drop the hammer on her. That is if I decide to, because I'm still, you know, debating for real, man. You know, I want to, but I don't necessarily know if I want to start something I ain't going to finish, man, because I really am enjoying this piece. I'm enjoying this piece that I have by not fucking around with no chicks, man. Leaving me a lot of time to rebuild and rebrand myself. And the trigger ain't totally dead, man. I mean, I can just, two females I can call up right now, and there's a 75% chance it's gonna go through. But you know, I don't like to call them and ask them. I pretty much like for them to call me, man. Shit. Cause calling them and asking them, you know, I low key feel like I'm begging them and shit, man. And plus, like I said, these bros, you know, they done got some more PPP checks, nigga. Shit. And they done got substantial amounts of money, too. So, I'm going to just let it ride. Fuck it. I'm going to be a normal individual right about now. Normal Negro. And I'm going to try and do it the regular way. I'm going to just, quote unquote, spit game. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spit game. I'm probably going to go back to this gym later on, too. You know, when about 5 or 6 o'clock, when females start pouring in there, I'm going to start mingling there, too. You know, I got to start mingling, Mo, out here with these females, man. Long gone are the days where I would just go to a strip club or I just go to the projects and I would just, you know, get at broads in those environments. Nope. Not anymore. Big Mike is going to aerobics class and gym class and shit. Some bitch. Mowing along. But yeah, like I said, that stepdaddy thing, you might want to think about that, man. Only a super OG can handle that shit, man. If you thoroughly got that woman in pocket, so if you got her in pocket, then you're going to naturally have that child in pocket. You're going to be able to discipline that child. But I'm not getting involved in any sort of relationship with no woman if I can't discipline that child. And I thoroughly understand and respect, you know, any woman that will not let me discipline the child. But at the same time, do not expect me to be forking over my dough to take care of that child. If I can't discipline the child, I don't need to be taking care of that child. Shit. Fuck you. No, sir. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Something I've been neglecting to do, man. I keep forgetting, man. Man, may DMX, Black Rob, and Shock G, may they rest in peace. Hip-hop heads, hip-hoppers, man, rappers from my era. God damn, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy watching everybody that you know and love pass away, man. People that you knew, people that you know in your personal life as well as in entertainment circles. One of the main reasons why, you know, I'm sticking in there with my grandmama. Because I know how lonely she got to feel, man. To just watch everyone you know, that you knew or know and love, man, just pass, man. Shit, whether it be, like I said, whether it be entertainment, whether it be in your personal life, you know, you start to feel like a relic. Start to feel like old news, something passe. So as long as I'm alive, I'm going to make my grandmama feel relevant. You know, she get on my goddamn nerves. And she don't be meaning nothing by it, man. She don't be meaning shit by it, man. She just old and lonely. And she want to feel loved and she want to feel wanted. That's all. That's the thing about Big Mike, man, you know. I'm one of the rare breeds of individuals, man, who don't really need to feel loved. I don't really need to feel wanted. I'm pretty much an icebox, man. That's why me and this tricking is so absolutely relevant and necessary for me. Because like most, man, I don't really feel the need to be in a relationship. But necessity calls right about now. It's not really about the heart. It's all about having someone there to pick up your slack when you can't go the full nine. That's what it's about right now, man. So right about now, the cards are reading. And I'm probably going to get back with wifey. But anyway, I rambled on long enough. Probably be another no bells, no whistles joint, man. I like to just come on in here, spit, make it real simple and bounce and jet a lot of times, man. Once again, appreciate you fellas, man, coming on through, supporting the cause. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, Maxi Limits Radio Show. And I'm out. And I'm out.
I don't know. Should I stay? Should I go? Gotta make your move now, little homie.
Yeah, I know.
Slow so.
Stupid.
Yikes. We been so strong for so long, where did we go wrong? For so long, I prolonged till I said hold on. This is off the hook, not a good look. True story, y'all, I don't write fiction books. Hurt two wrongs don't make right, but they make us even. Make us see my business in the street, now this Lakers leaving. I play my game, you play your game. Yo, baby, you can stay, but I'll be M.I.A.
When this began, we were friends, she knew all my business. She knew all my good, all my bad, said that she was with it. I got memories, this is crazy. She ain't nothing like that girl I used to know. Didn't believe she would creep, thought we was forever. She broke out, I broke down, and that's just on the level. Now these memories, they be haunting me. You ain't feeling me, my girl's about to go.
Yeah. Hold up now, take your time, let me get this right. You tripping on what's in front of you, cause you're looking behind.
Yeah,
you.
But I mean,
you got memories, but take it from me. She ain't nothing like old girl you used to know.
Right.
Shorty's doing right by you, maybe you should let it go.
Maybe so.
At the end of the day, it ain't worth it. Wanna know how I know?
How you know?
I'm confessions.
Yeah.
So you already know that it's gonna hurt.
Try to learn your lesson.
In this cold, cold world, don't wanna mess this up.
Tell
better
me,
keep
man.
Your
Tell
eye on me.
In the past, be the past, gotta let it go.
Say, bruh,
you gotta know when to move on.
Say, bruh,
you gotta know when to let go.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose your lady.
I don't wanna be stuck off in this cold, cold world.
Cause I don't
world.
Wanna,
don't
wanna be.
Mess this up. Better keep your eye on me.
In the past, be the past, gotta let it go.
Say, bruh,
you gotta know when to move on.
Say, bruh,
you gotta know when to let go.
Yes, sir.
Can't
yes,
lose my lady.
Gotta know when to say when. You know when they say men be hoeing, be playing. Well, guess what? Y'all do it too, but I ain't no veteran. I just know better than
yes.
Thinking I'm doing me, and you ain't gonna be doing you. Feelings can go cold, it's chilling, it's so cold. A million below cold, it's killing me slow though. And I know what we could be.
Yes.
I wish that you would see.
Yes.
I got this ice box right where my heart should be. I don't know though, could be just a chest cold. You know me, I'm so cool. I might have an icebox where my brain should be too. Low soul. Yes.
Yes. This is the remix. Go ahead, replay it.
That's a storm. Street fan.
I'm tired of fighting. Believe it.
Funny, 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 funny.